And sorry, what was the question? Alcoholism, yeah. Can there be alcoholism without strings being attached to it?
Or not alcoholism, just
any desire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, every desire creates with it a certain perception of pleasure. And we are by nature pleasure seeking. And when we are pleasure seeking, when something gives us pleasure, we want to do it again. And the first few times, we do it again constantly. We do it again and again, consciously. But after a few times, that becomes subconscious. That becomes automatic. And this is not necessarily a bad thing, that we do something automatically. For example, in the morning when we wake up and we go to brush our teeth, or we may wear a dress, at that time there is much that we do where we may not be consciously aware of what we do. Because of habit, we are able to do it. And often that's how we might be while doing physical things. For example, when we exercise, many times people hear some audio books or hear some music. Because that's a mechanical activity. Once the body gets used to it, then we don't have to put our conscious intent in doing it. The body just does it automatically. So the fact that anything that is repeated, that becomes like a program. That is a fact of our psychophysical nature. The way our body and mind are comprised, whatever we do repeatedly, we will start automatically doing it. From a neurological perspective, you know, whenever we act, the neuronal cells, the brain cells, they connect with each other. Synapses are formed. And whatever activities you do again and again, those connections become stronger and stronger. And that's how we keep doing the same things again and again. So anything that we do, it will form impressions within us, which will prompt us to do those things again and again. That's why our choice is primarily ensuring that we do the programming in a positive way. Something that enables us to develop healthy habits, which can make us perform optimally. So that's why in the formative years, our learning capacity is much more in the formative years. Now, if now we try to learn a language, a new language, it is not an easy thing. But in our childhood, when we learned our mother tongue, our original language, whatever it is, we just learned it. So how did we do it? We may not even remember when we learned the language or whatever first language. You know, our parents probably did not teach us this was a noun, this is an adjective, this is a word. We just learned it. And that has become a part of our functioning. So anything that we do, that will provide, that will produce impressions. But if we choose to do things which are conducive for our growth, then the impressions that we will get will be more positive, and they will make us more and more productive. And the whole principle of yoga is, yoga means connection. The word yoga itself, it doesn't just mean sitting in some posture, it means connection. So when we practice yoga, we try to connect ourselves with spiritual reality. Once we connect ourselves with spiritual reality, whatever we are doing in this world, at a practical level, here and now, that becomes spiritually connected and direct. And that's how we can choose wisely and act right. Does that answer your question? Thank you.